This episode of Stick Like Glue Radio is brought to you by Jim Palmer's Create Your Dream Business Now Academy, a one-of-a-kind live event where Jim will personally teach you how to market and grow a more profitable business faster, even in a crappy economy. During this event, Jim will reveal how to create a million-dollar platform on a shoestring budget. You'll learn how to generate a ton of content with ease, how to attract a steady stream of new customers, and you'll also network with other successful marketers and entrepreneurs. This not-to-be-missed event is September 4th through the 6th in Philadelphia and will quite literally transform your business. Do not miss it. Get all the details and register today at www.dreambizacademy.com. That's www.dreambizacademy.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Berg, co-author of The Go-Giver and author of Adversaries Into Allies, and you're listening to Stick Like Glue Radio.
Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Well, hello there, everybody. Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio. This is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. And those are all great things in your business. I am your host, Jim Palmer, your dream business coach, and I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. I'm really excited about this week's show, folks, because my special guest is a great friend of mine, Dr. Steve Taubman, and let me tell you a little bit about Steve, and we'll bring him right on. Steve gained success as a physician, an entertainer, a trainer, and author of the number one Amazon self-help best-selling book called Unhypnosis, in which he teaches individuals to reinvent their lives. In 1982, Steve graduated valedictorian from New York Chiropractic College and ran a successful practice in the really beautiful state of Vermont while building a strong network marketing business with nutritional products. In 1990, Steve taught himself magic and began performing at corporate events and resorts throughout the United States while simultaneously running his doctor's practice. In between 1990 and 96, Steve earned acclaim for his corporate presentations, performing for companies like IBM, GE, Saturn Corporation, Inc. Magazine, and many others. In 1996, Steve sold his practice and traveled to Central America for an extended stay. And upon returning to the United States, Steve studied hypnosis with Dr. Scott McFall, and he began performing his hypnosis extravaganza at colleges and resorts throughout the United States and the Caribbean, with regular performances at beaches and sandals and the number one family and couples resort in the world. And he was also featured on MSNBC for his performance at Spring Break in Negril, Jamaica. Now, while gaining popularity for his high-energy performances, Steve began a study of mindfulness, which continues to this day. He's taught many others to meditate and to begin spiritual principles to life, or to bring spiritual principles to life. Steve's passion for network marketers and sales professionals and their emphasis on personal growth inspired him to develop the powerful presentations he now brings to progressive organizations worldwide. I'll tell you, Steve and I met just a little over a year ago at the 75th anniversary of the Think and Grow Rich event out in California. And we were both presenters out there, and it's fair to say we kind of offstage, we hit it off pretty well. Hey, Steve, thanks so much for being my special guest expert today on Stick Like Glue Radio. How you doing, buddy?
Jim, how you doing, man? It's just an absolute pleasure to be here. I'm really glad we got a chance to do this.
This is going to be fun. I know you're back from a worldwide trip here. And
Honda. I think it was Gorillas.
We're Rhonda. It's so crazy. You know, I told you something just before we went live here, and now I'm going to share it with my audience. I have not prepared one whit for this interview. And a lot of times I prepare and get questions. But, you know, I'm going to try something here. You have such a storied kind of journey and have accomplished so much, Steve, that I thought two old marketers and entrepreneurs like us could easily carry on a conversation for 25, 30 minutes, and hopefully one that my audience will find entertaining. But, you know, but in my weekly tradition, they'll also learn something they can use to grow their business. At the very least, be inspired by your journey and all that you've accomplished. So are you ready to carry the ball, Steve?
I love that approach because, you know, one of the biggest things I teach my students is about what we call faith mind, which is that if you've got your mind and your heart in the right place, then you sort of just have the right thing to say when the time comes. And so I'm going to trust that that's what's going to happen for us here today.
That's awesome. You know what? You just put into words what I've actually felt, because I do tons and tons of interviews on the other side of the microphone, so to speak. And you're right. Once you know something, it's part of who you are, what you do, and you know it so well, it becomes natural. So that's pretty cool. You know, I really want to talk about the hypnosis and how you're helping people remove mental barriers to success and all that, because I think that really is what holds a lot of people up. But let me start out, Steve, by giving you a chance to share maybe a little bit of a condensed version of what brought you to become an entrepreneur, and then what made you decide to really spread your wings beyond your practice into other areas of business and entertainment, and kind of how you mix the two.
Well, you know, I think for me and for a lot of people, you know, the holy grail is full self-expression. We want to be able to live our lives in a way that expresses who we are, that reflects our values and our beliefs, and lets us make a contribution to the world that really matters, that really, you know, makes a difference. And for me, you know, that probably started very young, very early. I mean, I actually grew up in a very dysfunctional household. You know, I was neurotic. I was anxiety-ridden. I had depression. I was socially awkward. And, I mean, I was about as far from being self-expressed as you could possibly imagine. And so, you know, out of necessity, I began to make a study of mindset and, you know, what does it take to be more confident? What does it take to feel good in the world? You know, what does it take to create success? And it's been a really interesting journey for me. I was a chiropractor for 14 years. I was the president of the Vermont Chiropractic Association, a great practice. I ended up leaving the practice just because I was bored with that way of life. I wanted something different. And I had already been studying magic, and I became a corporate magician performing at, you know, large corporate events and cocktail parties and banquets, and that was just a lot of fun. And it proved to be something that I could, if I wanted, become successful at for a profession. So I came to a point where I decided to sell my practice. I took a year off. I traveled the world. I came back. I studied stage hypnosis. Got pretty good at that. I got out and started performing on some pretty remarkable stages around the world. And then at some point, it kind of hit me that I had a unique story to tell. And I thought, well, you know, there are a lot of people out there, you know, probably a lot of people right on this call now who have a dream, a desire, you know, something that they want to have their lives look like, but they might be held back by fear or expectation or the idea that, you know, it's irresponsible to shift and change. But I'd done it. I'd done all that stuff, and I'd done it very successfully, and now I'm, you know, making more money than I ever did as a chiropractor, living the life I love. So I wrote a book called Unhypnosis, and it's basically about removing the mental barriers to success, removing the programming that keeps us from being able to embrace change, and then from there, creating a strategy that leads us toward what we want. So, you know, it's a new spin on goal setting. It's a new spin on the law of attraction. It's a new spin on communication, on leadership, and success. And so that's what the next chapter of my life looked like maybe 5 or 6 years ago. And that led me to where I am now, which is kind of a strange, bizarre combination where I go to conferences like the one that you and I met at, where I'll do a hypnosis show for fun, but then I'll kind of backpedal and spend some time talking about the business lessons that the show itself teaches. You know, what is the significance of these possible changes we can make in people's mindset? If I could get somebody on stage to rapidly change their emotions, so they're sad, they're happy, they're scared, they're, you know, angry, whatever. If I could do that to people on stage through hypnosis, could I also change people's mental state in their business lives so that they could be in a more empowered state to be a better salesperson or a better teacher or a better dad or mom or whatever? And if I could get people on stage to rapidly remove fears and phobias, which we do at every show, you know, you've probably seen me do that, then could I also help people to, you know, remove the anxiety of selling or approaching or recruiting?
And finally, one of the things that I do on stage is I'll take the obviously shyest person on the stage, and I'll have them believe that they are the keynote speaker for whom everybody came. They're the reason everybody's at the conference, and they're going to give a 2-minute speech called "You Can Do It." And you'll take this shy, insecure person, and suddenly they pop up out of their chair, they grab a microphone, and they give a rousing speech that brings everybody to their feet. And it's like, well, wait a minute. If that was in them, and yet they thought that they had nothing to give, what does it say about all of us? What does it say about all the potential that lies dormant in every single one of us? And I thought, well, let me find a way of presenting this idea to the business community, you know, so that entrepreneurs and salespeople and network marketers can benefit from rapid mindset changes. So that's kind of what I do now.
It's so powerful, Steve. You know, I'll tell you that about 10 years ago, I went to a hypnotist, and I was a little, like, you know, apprehensive and unbelieving, as probably a lot of people are. And the way this guy explained it to me, he says, listen, you can do all the positive affirmations, you can do all this mindset positive stuff, but he said it's like getting what you want is a great cup of coffee, but you can't get this really outstanding coffee that you buy and have it shipped up overnight from Colombia or wherever and then make it an old coffee pot that's got crud in the bottom. You have to go in there and clean out the crud, and that's what you do in the hypnotic state. You're able to talk, you know, while you're in a very relaxed state through your subconscious mind, and that's a 10-year-old revision of what I think I heard. Is that pretty accurate, though? Or?
Yeah, I was just marveling. I thought that's a great analogy, Jim. Yeah, it's exactly true. In fact, the idea – well, I'll tell you a funny story. The way that the book Unhypnosis got written, the reason I wrote this and the reason that I've kind of created this little speaking empire around that book is that I was doing a hypnosis show in Jamaica for spring break. I was the MTV spring break hypnotist. It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it.
Nice.
Okay. And so, you know, I'm on stage with, like, I don't know, 20 high school or college kids and 2,000 kids in the audience. And I've got them all doing all this crazy, crazy stuff. You know, they think they're at the movies. They think the person sitting next to them smells really bad. You know, all kinds of really, really funny stuff. And I decided to try something different. So I took one of my subjects and I said, when you wake up, I said, three things are going to happen. So number one, you don't believe you're hypnotized, even though you are. I said, number two, there's an invisible wall about 3 feet in front of you. I said, number three, you hate the show. You absolutely loathe the show. You loathe me. So I wake everybody up and I say, how's everybody doing? And this one guy screams, you suck. I said, excuse me? He says, this show is terrible. I said, well, then leave. So the guy gets up, he takes three steps, he hits the invisible wall, and he stops dead in his tracks. I mean, it was so abrupt that it looked like he almost broke his nose on this invisible wall.
Oh,
so he starts
gosh.
Pushing on it for a few minutes, and he finally stops, and he sits back down, he crosses his arms, and he has this look on his face, like, you know, kind of frustration, consternation. And I said, what's the matter? He goes, nothing. I said, are you having fun? He goes, no. I said, are you hypnotized? He goes, no. I said, well, then why don't you leave? And he thinks for a minute, and he finally says, I'm not going to give you the satisfaction. And I thought, well, this is interesting. So basically, you know, this is all of us in life. None of us think we're hypnotized, although we are. Right? We've all got programming that's holding us back, that's preventing us from moving forward. We all have our invisible walls, and we want to get somewhere, and we're trying like hell. I mean, we're just pushing and pushing to try to get our needs met. You know, we want to build our business or create a new business, but we're fighting against this subconscious urge to stay the way we are. That comes from these years of programming. And that's, you know, to jump analogies again, that's that dirt at the bottom of the coffee maker that you're talking about. We've got all this stuff that taints our efforts. And so these invisible walls are there, and until you remove the invisible wall, you're not going to get where you want to go, or if you do, you're probably not going to get there with a whole lot of satisfaction, and you're probably not going to be very happy when you get there because you're still carrying baggage. So what we discovered was, you know, you clean the coffee pot, remove the walls, whatever analogy you want to use, and then the next question is, well, okay, if you're going to do that, if you need to remove negativity before you implant positive messages, well, then what are the tools at our disposal? What can you do? And what we found was that affirmations, because we started looking at this, affirmations, which most entrepreneurs are familiar with, you know, I mean, Napoleon Hill talked about it in Think and Grow Rich. This is old technology. They're only about 20% effective. In other words, if you take 100 people and you give them a set of affirmations and you come back, you know, 6 weeks later and you see how they're doing, only about 20% of them will have made any changes. And that's likely because most of them stopped. Because, you know, because it's an uphill battle and it gets frustrating. You know, you're yelling new messages into a very unwilling victim.
Yeah. You know, sorry to interrupt, Steve. You know, when you talk about potential earlier, you know, when I coach a lot of entrepreneurs and I always talk about a lot of times people come to me wanting to know different skills. And I said, well, skills are fine, but until your mindset is correct, the skill sets aren't going to help you. So it sounds like that's really where you're focusing now with your book and your training and things like that is helping people get their mind right so the skill sets they may have to learn or may even already possess can really do justice. Is that accurate?
Well, that's exactly right. In fact, I team up with skill set experts as well so that we could present programs. We've got one right now that's really interesting. I'll tell you about later. But we present programs that blend skill set and mindset. But, you know, they have to go hand in hand. You can't learn skills and use them with a bad mindset. And as you said, you might already possess the skills that you need, but you simply don't have access to them. It's like, you know, when you're really nervous and you can't even hardly remember your own name. Right? You just don't have access to your wisdom, to your insight, to your creativity until you have your mind in the right place.
So if somebody was to get your book, Unhypnosis, are they going to be able to get help there, or are they really going to say, wow, I really got to get Dr. Steve or somebody else and kind of go through hypnosis? Is your book self-help? Can it guide them? Or?
Yeah, the book is kind of like a living entity. It's really interesting because when I wrote the book, I wrote it with, I guess I would say that I wrote it in a state that, you know, that I put myself in the maximum state of creativity and the maximum state of almost like channeling my own wisdom so that the words kind of came out onto the page. And I spoke in a very matter-of-fact sort of voice. So it's really this, if you're reading my book, it's like listening to me talk. I'm very honest in the book. I share my own challenges. I talk about the anxiety I've overcome. And so it's a very like living, breathing sort of thing. And it seems to have a very profound effect on people. It seems that when people read the book that they start changing things. They start seeing things differently. And I provide tools for increasing your level of what we call mindfulness or self-awareness. So I teach you some basic meditation skills, for example, in the book. And a lot of people, you know, they've tried meditating, but they gave up because they didn't know how to do it right or because they expected one thing, but they got something else. So we talk about all that. We kind of lead people through a process that gives them a glimpse into a window that they've maybe heard of, maybe even had a little experience with, but we give them a way to get there and make use of it. So, yeah, the book is a very valuable tool.
What do you think, Steve, holds most entrepreneurs back? And if I was to say what holds most, new people back or seasoned people back, if they're different, I kind of think they're probably pretty similar.
Well, you know, what I've found is there's a slight difference is that if somebody's brand new, a lot of times fear is the big challenge for them, right? They've got apprehension, they've got anxiety, they've got sometimes what's called imposter syndrome. I remember when I first started as a chiropractor and, you know, my first probably year in practice, people would call me Dr. Taubman, and I was like, I felt like I was making it up. You know, it's like, you don't feel like you're a doctor. You just got out of school. I'm not a doctor. So you feel like an imposter. And so a lot of people who are starting new as entrepreneurs, they feel like imposters. They don't feel like they really own what they're doing. So that's a big challenge along with fear. And then later in the game, a bigger challenge becomes despondency, discouragement. You know, I've tried things, they didn't work, and now I don't want to try anything new. So like in our procrastination, we have a whole course called Procrastination Annihilation. And it's an 8-step process to cure you of procrastination. And each of the steps has to do with a particular type of procrastination. And it's all, what are the barriers? What is it that's keeping you from taking action? Is it fear, apprehension? Is it Is it that you're addicted to the rush that you get when you wait till the last minute? Is it that you're experiencing apathy because that's your way of masking the fact that you don't believe anything's possible anymore? You're hopeless. So there are all these different emotional states that people get stuck in at different points in their career, but there are remedies for every one of them.
You know, it's so interesting here. You say the word imposter syndrome. I don't think I've ever heard that term before, but I know exactly what you're talking about. When I first started, man, I was so, of course, I was off of 15 months unemployment. I had no money. I basically was operating at a table in my dining room, and it's like I'd go in there and present myself as a consultant and all this, you know, this big sharp guy, and I'm sitting there, you know, on my dining room table, and I felt like, oh my God, are they going to find out? I'm just
right.
A guy at his dining room table, and that really whacked me out bad. I don't even, maybe that probably held me back a little bit, I'm guessing.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, I mean, anybody who's new in anything, you know, it's very easy, especially if you're a good person, you're a person with integrity, and you care about people. You know, you're probably going to be much more critical of yourself. You're probably going to much more likely be the kind of person who sees all of your shortcomings rather than seeing your strengths. But you know, everybody, we all have strengths, and even if you came right off of bankruptcy. You know, you may have all kinds of valuable things to offer, and if you learn to focus on the things you have to offer rather than the fact that you just came off bankruptcy, or you spin it properly in your own mind, then you're not projecting out all this negativity into the universe.
Wow, you know, right before you and I got on this interview, I was talking with a couple other pretty successful entrepreneurs, and we were all kind of commiserating a little bit about, you know, nobody that's successful likes to attach themselves to like national news, national events, you know, the whole negativity, doom and gloom, woe is me. But I think we're at a stage in our country right now where you just can't escape some of it. You know, it's really challenging out there. If we could just be stone cold honest with each other, it's really challenging out there being an entrepreneur. And I think it holds a lot of people back. In fact, my fifth book I wrote last fall was called Stop Waiting for It to Get Easier, Create Your Dream Business Now, because I think people, they're sitting on the sidelines waiting for some change, whether it's an election or some interest rates or I'm waiting for this, that, or the other thing. They're always seem to be waiting for it to get easier. I'd like to know what you suggest for that, and I'm hoping you have some great name like imposter syndrome where you put a name on it.
Yeah, well, I have to think of a good name while I'm talking. But it's my advice there is snap out of it. You know, it's like my subtitle in Unhypnosis is how to wake up, start over, and create the life you're meant to live. And so there's no accident that it starts with wake up, because the kind of phenomenon you're talking about, which is this sort of you're addicted to the externals. You know, it's what's going on outside of me. And that determines my well-being. That determines my success. And it's I don't know. I know there are certain words you can't say on the air, but it's bull. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
it's not true. And if it were true, then there'd be no successful people now.
That's true.
But there are plenty of successful people who have simply decided that that's just background noise. You know, it really is just background noise. You know, it's all there. It's all true. But it doesn't have to be where you put your focus at all. I never think about any of that stuff. I don't care. Honest to God, I have no idea what the unemployment rate is, what the interest rate is, what the rate of inflation is. I don't know anything about that stuff. Quite frankly, I also, to be perfectly honest, have no idea how much money is in my bank account because I don't focus on that stuff. I focus on creativity. I focus on presenting something of value to the world. That's where my focus is.
That's so awesome. You know, I look at the clock. We got about 4 minutes left, and I think I'm going to go to my next interview unprepared also, because this was a lot of fun and pretty interesting. It really turned out well. I want to ask you one last question, if I could, Steve, and give you a chance to share your website and whatnot. But you mentioned earlier when you built your successful practice in Vermont that boredom led you to go out and seek change. Do you think boredom is a big factor on why people change, or –
Interesting question. Boredom, you know, it could be an ally and it could be an enemy. And I think that for me, and I think it was more than just boredom, and I think that I reached a point where I knew it was time to move on. It might have been destiny. But sometimes we use boredom as a reason not to take action. And I think that's always worth exploring and kind of thinking very deeply about, because, you know, sometimes boredom is just a sensation that we can learn how to be present to. We could be mindful of it. We could let it be. And if you could learn not to be so thrown off by boredom, then you can move through some of the boring parts of the things that might get you where you want to go. So I would never counsel somebody to leave something just because they're bored. You know, I would keep an eye on it. I would watch that feeling and watch all the feelings that arise. But the biggest counsel I could give to anybody is, you know, don't believe everything you think.
Yeah.
Right? Don't like look at what you think and feel and decide, well, therefore, this is the way it really is. Because we tend to be very reactionary to our own thoughts. So, like, sit tight. Like, watch yourself and be like a scientist watching yourself unfold. And then make decisions, try new things, and see where they lead you.
Don't believe everything you think. That's awesome. That's really powerful. Hey, Steve, this has been a lot of fun. How can people learn more about you? How can they get your book, Unhypnosis, and some of your other stuff?
Well, I'll give you the easiest way in, which is go to my website, which is stevetaubman.com, Steve, T-A-U-B-M-A-N.com. And on my website, in the upper right-hand corner, there's a place where you can put in your name and email address, and you'll have access to an really great assessment we created. It's called the Mindfulness Assessment. And it's an online tool that gives you a chance to find out, like, how much self-awareness do you have in your business life, and how is it affecting your success? So it'll take you maybe 5 minutes to take the assessment. You'll get a customized report. You'll also get a couple of emails from me, one of which is the first 40 pages of my book for free.
Awesome.
So you'll
very
get
good.
That. And then, you know, if you like what you read and you think it's of value, then, you know, there'll be a link there where you can go and purchase the book. But, you know, first start by, you know, take the assessment, kind of immerse yourself in some of the other tools on the website. There's a lot of really good stuff there, a lot of good resources. So that's where I would send people.
And rest assured, just because somebody comes there and drops their name in, you're not going to make them dance around their house like Michael Jackson, right? You can't do that.
Yeah,
you can't do that over the Internet. Oh, that's great. It's been so fun connecting with you again, Steve. Thanks so much for being my special guest.
Jim, thanks for having me. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Hey, folks, that wraps up this very special episode of Stick Like Glue Radio with Dr. Steve Taubman, the author of Unhypnosis. Stick Like Glue is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. I am your host, Jim Palmer, your dream business coach. I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Watch for another great episode of Stick Like Glue Radio next week. Until then, keep taking action, keep moving forward, and don't ever, ever, ever give up. Hey, now go out there and do something nice for somebody today. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.